the way it is. Now it says, Hareyu b'cheskotai. That's what the Mishnah ends off. Because the Mora Ayz, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avavua, Ein chazok l'nizokin. No, even though you were doing something once or twice, but if it's something that you're being mazik, somebody else, even though he let you go once or twice, later, whenever he wants, he has the right to stop you. There's no chazok that says that since he let you do it once, you have a right to continuously be mazik him. So here, when you have your pigeons, even though by the first owner, the neighbors didn't mind, but now if the neighbor decides to mind, the chur that should have a right to stop you, take away your pigeons, because you're being a mazik, and ain't chazokul and nizokin. So Gemara says, no. Or Rav Mori Oma B'Kutra, that halacha is only itself, if it's a very thick, very hard damage. Where it's kutra, we're giving off smoke. Smoke is something that people can't take. Even though we'll let you do it once or twice, later when he changes his mind, he has a right to change his mind. And you have Zvid Oma B'Beis HaKisei. We're talking about that you had a Beis HaKisei, that the smell bothers your neighbors. So there, even though they let you go once or twice, later when they change their mind, they have a right to change their mind. Because that's the real big damage. So for such a damage, there's a klal of Ein Chazoko L'Nizokin. But other small damages, there we say no, if the neighbors did not mind at the beginning, most probably they're Meichel, and they can't change their mind later. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that the first one is a Chazoko ready, that he had a right to use, leave his Shoivech in the middle of his field, and therefore when he sells it to a second one, the second one also has a right to leave it there. Now the Mishnah says, Nipol Hanimsa B'Toy Chamishimama. Nipa Rashi says Goizel. A small bird, found a chick, a small bird you found. So you found the Batecha Mishamama Shel Shevich. If it's within 50 yamas from that big birdhouse, is Hareyu Shabal HaShevich. Most probably this chick, this small Goizel, came from that the birdhouse, and you have to return it to the owner. What about Chutz Mechamishamama? Let's say you find a small bird further away, more than 50 yamas away from the Shevich. Then Harehu Shemoitsoi, whoever finds it has the right to keep it, belongs to him. He has the right to say it's Hefkam, or the Bailam was Miyayish already, therefore whoever finds it has the right to keep it. What's going to be Nitlanifkal like the Mishnah before? That a bird flies away 50 yamas, or even though before we had to fly away more, but those could be by big ones. Here by small ones, some they don't go away more than 50 yamas, because small ones don't go so far. They only go looking for food. So that we had before, they look for food 50 yamas. The first 50 yamas they eat. So therefore, if it's within 50 yamas, it came from this shevich. If it's more than 50 yamas away, then we don't say it came from this shevich, but rather it's hefko, bottom of miyayish, you can keep it. What's going to be though, nimtza dein shnei shevichis? Let's say you find a small bird in between two different birdhouses, and now you have a suffix, you have a doubt, from which one did it come from? So korov lazeh shaloi. If it's closer to the right one, it belongs to the right one. Korov lazeh shaloi. If it's closer to the left one, it belongs to the left one. Machza, machza. Let's say it's right smack in the middle. It's 10 amas away from both of them. So then the locher is, shnei miachleku. Both owners of the shevech have the right to divide it. It's like mom and a mutter of a sofa. There's no muchzik here. Therefore here we say, the locher is chokin. But Tait says though, Tat Tait says, that chutz lechamish shemama harehu shemaitzoy. If you find it more than 50 yamas away, then you have right to keep it. The Tanya says, why? The yazlin and basaru v'diyalma. We say that most probably this came from the rest of the rave of the world, and not from the shevich. So you do not know who the owner is. Most probably he's miyayish and keep it. And the afilu leman diyom ain hokum amamach harayv. Even though the man diyom a rav holds that by moment we do not go after rave, we rather say a maitzim chaver all of a raya. Haynu b'makim shemuchzik. That's only if somebody is muchzik in his money, we can't take away the money from him. Here there's no chazaka. Like the owner of the bird is not holding on to his bird. The bird right now is like the mokim hefka. Therefore we say this bird came from the rive, and we do not know who the owner is, therefore you have a right to keep it. Yeah. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rebbe Chanino, Roiv the Korev, Holchemach Roiv. If you have a suffix, a doubt, we don't know where something comes from. We could say it comes from Roiv, there's a majority, or else the Korev, something is nearby. This bird, we don't know if the bird came from the rest of the world, or did it come from a nearby Shevich, a nearby birdhouse. So Rechanin is Mechadish and says, Holchemach Roiv. So you have a right to go bust to the roiv and not bust to the karev. The yaf agav the ruba the araisa, the kurba the araisa. Even though stamaza is a svara, go after the roiv mid araisa. When you have a doubt and you have a roiv on one side and a miyat on the other side, you go after the roiv. And also there's a svara of kurva, kurba the araisa. If something is nearby, like our Mishnah, if the chick, this bird, is near the birdhouse, we say it came from that birdhouse. So even though both of them by itself is a svara the araisa, hafilawach, even so, rubadif. When you have one against the other, when you have a question, to go after roiv. Or should we go after karev? Hekonina says, roiv is the biggest svara. So go after roiv. Like Rashi says, roiv v'karev, in bo dovel afenenu, something comes in front of us. V'yesh boi lahalakach or roiv v'ukach. Roiv which says it came from here. But v'yim telef v'yachar a karev, if you go boss a karev or something close by, einakach, it wouldn't be the same shot, it belonged to somebody else. So Rechlina says, you should know, hoilach v'yachar roiv, you go boss the one that the roiv tells you. The Yaf Agav that survives the Arise, even though both are spoiled the Arise, is Ruba the Arise of Siv Acher Rabin Lahatis. We have a post to go after the Arise, Acher Rabin Lahatis. The Kurba the Arise of the Siv, for ho your ear, Hakareva. For some see by a Chalal, you find a dead body outside the city. The Shalu wants to bring the Egla Rufa, so the Torah says, go boss of the city that's closer to the mate. So you see me the Arise, you go boss the Kurv. And we say the city that's closer to the mate, they have to bring the Egla Rufa. Even though by itself each one's a svar on the raisa, but still Rav Lina says when you have both together, you go boss the roiv. The Mara says, Mosa Rav Zera, Rav Zera has a question. It says in the Posik, in the Vorim, for ho your ear hakroiv el achalal. Again, you find a mate outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so there's a loch of egla rufa, that the ziknir, the people in the city, have to bring an egla rufa. Now, if you find the mace near this city, v'yafagav di'iko achriti, then efishimino, even though there's another city that's much bigger than this city. Like you found the mace near a small city, even though 10 miles down, there's a very big city. Still, the pasuk is mashma, for ho yo'ir hakroiva, that the city that's closer to the mace, you go bust a korov over rice. So of course, not like a mechanina. Rashi says, even though there's another city far away, that there are more people living there. So our question is, from which city did the murderer come? Like there's a dead person outside, we want to know where the murderer come from. Did he come from this city or the other city? So one sphere would be, go bust the roiv. Go bust the biggest city. Even though the biggest city is far away, so what? Roiv is one sphere. And then there's another svara though, but we have a small city next to the mace. So the Torah Lechur says, you go boss to the city that's close. So that's not like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says when you have a roiv saying with the bigger city, and a karev saying the smaller city, we should go after the roiv. And of course the Torah says, no, you go after the city that's closer. So Gemara says, the pshan the pasuk is, Pidaleka. I tell you, there's no other city. Rashi says, Rechayke Mizu, Shekadel Memenu, Elakulam Shavas. They were talking about all the neighboring cities have the same amount of people. So now there's only one question, go bus a roiv. So that the Torah says, true, you go bus a roiv. And that's what Chanina also agrees to. Then when there's not a roiv, a majority saying something else, when all cities are the same amount, we only have a question, which city did it come from? So that's the pasuk says, you go bus a roiv. For the Gemara still, V'lezel bus a ruv di alma. True, all the cities around here have the same amount of people, but why don't we say that the murderer came from the rest of the world? That's more than just this small city. You have one small, close city, true. But the murderer could have come from the rest of the world. So why don't we go bust a roif and say, according to Rabbi Chanina, that maybe the murderer came from the rest of the world, not from this small city. So why do we make this small city bring the Egla Rufa? So the Gemara says, we're talking about here, B'yoyshevez Beinahorim. We're talking about now that we found the mace between mountains. So Rashi says, Beinahorim, Shein Derech Reitzchim Lovoy, Mimikoymoy Acherim Lekan. It's not a Derech for somebody to come from a different neighborhood, the rest of the world till here. Since it's between the mountains, most probably for sure the murderer came from one of these cities here. So therefore, it's only a question, which one of these cities did the murderer come from? So true, if one city would have more people than the other cities, maybe then according to Chanina we would go bus right. But when the terrorist says you go bus of the city, that's Korev, we're talking about that all the cities are Shava. You have five cities there, and each one of them have the same amount of people. Therefore, the terrorist says you go bus of Korev. And that's what Chanina would also agree to. He only says when you have a roiv is better. Tanan, Lord in our Mishnah, Nipol hanimtza betoicha mishamamo. If you found a small bird, a chick, you found a small bird, if it's within 50 yamis of that big birdhouse, hareyu shabal hashevich, then we say the small chick came from that shevich and it belongs to him. Now why? You found this bird now 20 yamis away from that shevich. V'yafagav diikach rino tenofish minei. Smash, even though there are other birdhouses around that have much more birds. True, maybe they're far away. Like, you're only 20 yamas away from the small one. But you, let's say, 30 yamas away from a big one. And so, and still, the Mishnah says what? It belongs to the one that's Karev. The one that's within 50. So, it's not like Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Chanina, we should say, you should go bossa right. You should go bossa the bigger birdhouse. So, Gemara says, but like, no, we're talking about that there are no other birdhouses around. So, therefore, the Mishnah says there's only one birdhouse there. If this chick is found within 50 yamis, it came from that. If you find it further away, then we say you have a right to keep it. But there are no other birdhouses around. Samara says, if so, Iyachi is Sa'im a Sefer. What does the Sefer say? That Chutz Mechamisha Mama, if you found this chick, this small bird, away 50 yamis from the birdhouse, Hareyu Shomai Soy, then the one that found it has a right to keep it. We say then that it did not come from this birdhouse, it came from someplace else. But probably the owners were miyayish, therefore you have a right to keep it. Now, the deleko, if there are no other birdhouses around, even more than 50 yamas away, so vada mehu nofal, for sure it came from this birdhouse. So like, if there's no other birdhouses, for sure it came from there. So even though this bird is more than 50 yamas away, still we should say it belongs to the Baal HaShevich. Since we say no, it belongs to somebody else, and it's Hefka, most probably there are other birdhouses here. So then again, it's a kash from Rabbi Chanina. If there are other birdhouses, so why do we go boss of the Karev? Look here, we should go boss of Raif. We should see which birdhouse is more. So Gemara says, Hocha b'mayas kinin. No, we're talking about over here, the modedo. It's talking about that was hopping, that this bird could hop. Rashi says, Hocha b'mayas kinin, kulo masnitsim metarzo b'modedo. The geizel shen yachol oyef. We're talking about a young chicken that cannot fly yet. All he can do is he can only hop. That's all. Elabididoi mat mat, he hops a little bit. Hilgach, therefore, toich chamishimamo shabala shavach. If you find this small chick within 50 yamis, for sure it came from that birdhouse. V'yafagav the lekachrina, even though there are no other ones than nafish that are bigger. Why?
Yes, it should be the Baal says.
Afagav the ikachrina should be. Even though you have other ones there that are bigger, still, this bird, this chicken for sure came from this one. Why? Anything that hops, a bird that cannot fly yet, it can only hop, it does not hop more than 50 yamas away. Now the Mishnah says, if you find this bird more than 50 yamas away, it belongs to you. Why? Since a small bird that can't fly cannot hop more than 50 yamas away, and this bird did go more than 50 yamas, you found him more than 50 yamas away from that shevech, and so, then for sure, Norfolk Lamy Terrace Modador, then for sure this bird is a bird that could do more than hopping, it could fly. The Komlai Viteris Mafriach, then for sure it had to be that it flew, because if it only could hop, it can't hop more than 50, and there are no other nests around. So for sure it came from this one. So how did it get more than 50 yamas away? Elamite flew there. And so once you say the bird flies, the ikulamezuba basaruba di alma and echnami, then the pshat of the Mishnah, like the Chanina says, and then we say that the bird came from the roiv of the world, not from this shofar that's nearby, and therefore reil shalai. That's what the Mishnah says now. You have a right to keep it. Because once it comes from the roiv of the world, and you do not know who it came from, and most probably the owner is miyayish, therefore you have a right to keep it. Because at the Yom HaRav Ukva, Bar Chomo, call her mother do any bird that only has and mother do yoisimenun, it cannot have more than 50. And here that it went more than 50, that's a proof that it's a bigger bird already that can fly. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the question, Rag lo yachas petoich nunama, you have this bird here. Again, the Mishnah says that if you find it within 50, it belongs to the owner of the shevich. Away from 50, you can keep it. What's going to be if 1 foot of the chicken is within 50 amos of the bird nest? For Rag lo yachas chutz mechamishim amos, and one, the other leg is away out of the 50 amos limit. Ma, what's going to be the locha? Who owns this bird? So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the Beis HaMedrash. So Gemara says, "Al do afkua the Rabbi Yirmiyahu bein Medrasha." For such a question, they threw him out of the Beis HaMedrash. They threw him out. Rashi says, "Afkua shoyim atriach aleihem." Like, you're bothering us with such small questions. We can't keep you here. We have to learn. And these small questions, we'll leave alone. So Tosafot says like this: "Ein lefarish." Don't explain over here. Mishum the boy mitzvah lashchiach. Because he asked a question that doesn't apply. Other Mishnah is like this. That's what we threw him out. But the Mishnah said the cloud, if you have 50-50, it's yachleiko. This is like 50, that's what Tate learns. This is like 50-50. Since half of it is inside, half of it is outside, so the din is poshta, should be yachleiko. Nirva ben Tam learns here. To mishum hachi yafku, mishum the mother do ain't a mother do klal yes mechemishim amo. Hafilu rag lachas. The chomin sechom kenu. They also push it the opposite way. That since even 1 foot is out of 50 yamis, for sure this is a bird that can fly. It's not a bird that can only jump hop. Because that the chom say a bird that hops cannot hop more than 50. Not even 1 foot could go out of 50 yamis. So here that 1 foot went out of 50 yamis, that's a proof that this bird is older and it could fly. That's why it belongs to you. That's why they threw him out. Because the answer is poshut. Not because the question doesn't pertain so often. Alright, so enough. Toshima, come in here. Says Nimsa ben Shnei Shayfchas, you found this bird in between two birdhouses. Korav lozeh shaloi. If it's closer to the right one keeps it. The korav lozeh shaloi. If it's closer to the left one keeps it. So of course, mashma the Mishnah goes the korav, the one that's closer to. The yafagav zechad v'nayon nafash mechavrei. Even though most probably one birdhouse is bigger, has more birds than the other one. So kotar mechanina, the Mishnah should have said he go bossa the rive, not bossa the korav. So my answer is no, according to the Chanino, Hocha b'maya skin, no, we're talking about here in our Mishnah, Sheshneyem Shoven. We're talking about that bird, both birdhouses have equal amounts of birds. So therefore we go Bosa Korv. For the Gemara, but still, for Lezo Bosa Ruba the Alma. True, there are two birdhouses here, but who said the birds came from either one of these two? Maybe it flew in from a